great job of showing the younger guys what's expected and how we're supposed to operate. And, you know, being a senior on a younger team, I really haven't put a lot of thought into it just because, you know, this is a young team, but these guys are taking great steps forward. And I think if you watch their play, you wouldn't truly believe they're young people or young players.
Is there something maybe that, I don't know, ignorance is the right word, but maybe they're not uptight by, you know, preconceived notions, because they haven't been through this before?
Yeah, that's something I kind of discussed with Austin. You know, he's a freshman, young guy, first time out there. I said, you know, you can either take that inexperience and use it as an excuse, or you can use it as a hunger to drive you forward. And I think it's a reflection of the young guys we have on this team. They're using it as a hunger. They're eager to prove themselves, and it makes for an exciting time and hopefully an exciting season.
How's the offensive line come together? You have some new parts.
Yeah, we got new guys stepping in, obviously filling in roles for Riley, Marcus, and, you know, Adam. But I think we got guys who are eager to step in, and I think they're going to do a great job for us. We've been taking positive steps. But, you know, that being said, each week of the season, we need to continue going forward if we're going to have success in November.
Has much changed for you guys with Coach Davis?
Yeah, it's a new terminology, but, you know, obviously, my dad's philosophy and beliefs and blocking haven't changed. You know, we're focused on doing the fundamentals correctly. And, you know, just the language is a little different, but that's something that you can change pretty quickly.
Where do you feel the most improvements been made with you guys from the start of fall camp up to now?
You know, it's kind of hard to speak for the team. I think for the offensive line, we've just done a better job of, you know, feeling things. You know, not so much just thinking, but going out there and just actually playing and feeling each other and knowing how we like to play. You know, I just think we've grown closer as a unit.
Been a heavy point of emphasis with Brian then as you like go through meetings and whatnot?
It's kind of hard to put an emphasis on something like that. That's just something you have to go out there and do it. I think the emphasis has been coming into practice every day and really working hard, because I mean obviously you're not going to make any grounds of improvement, you know, gels align unless you're all out there really working. So you know, I think we've done that this past camp and now we need to keep pressing forward.
When growing up, how often were you able to go to NFL stadiums? Because like, I know obviously your dad was a position coach before he came here, and then some of the bowl games and whatnot.
You know, I really haven't had a lot of opportunities to go to a lot of NFL stadiums. You know, when Brian was out in New England, we were able to get out to a few games, so I've been out there, and that's a really nice location. I know all NFL stadiums are top-notch, so, you know, it's something I really haven't had a lot of experience with, but looking forward to this journey to Soldier Field.
James, were you there in 07 at the game?
No, I wasn't. I was back here. I think I would have been
a senior?
Yeah, senior in high school, so I think I played that Friday night. My mom took that as an excuse to stay home. Yeah, well, hopefully we can do a little better, but a win would be nice.